This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
The Legislative Committee to Investigate a Republican Representative for Sexual Contact with Interns will meet on Tuesday. Representative Matthew Woolman admits to having relations with two different interns over the ages of 21. Speaker of the House Mark Mickelson says the committee to investigate Representative Woolman is open to the public.
We have rules against sexual harassment, and we have rules against conduct on becoming a legislator. And we have our personal opinions about that. Disappointed in Representative Woolman's decisions personally, but whether there's a committee process that will play out, and they will come to that conclusion, and that committee is scheduled to meet Tuesday afternoon after session.
The special committee will look at possible discipline and expulsion of the 26-year-old representative. Woolman was first elected to represent District 8 in 2014. State Republican legislative leaders say if the governor's proposal to add electronic devices to the state's wiretapping laws passes both chambers, it won't be used much in the future. They say at this time, the current statute is sparsely used. House Majority Leader Lee Qualm says he asked several South Dakota judges about the proposed wiretapping statute. He says in 30 years, the wiretapping law has never been employed.
I'm very confident that it's not going to be abused. If it hasn't been used in 30 years, it's not going to be used a whole lot. They want to have the ability to, because obviously cell phones are, everybody uses cell phones now. But it's not something they use, well, virtually ever. So I'm very confident it's not going to be abused.
During his annual State of the State address, Governor Dennis Dugard proposed adding electronic devices to wiretapping laws to help fight drug trafficking in the state. The House Commerce and Education Committee has approved a measure dealing with renewable energy. House Bill 1210 expands protection for citizens from energy companies. The Committee for Commerce and Energy has passed House Bill 1012. The bill adds solar power to an existing law dealing with landowner protections. The law is meant to protect owners from abuse related to having renewable energy sources built on their lands by other companies. The law already protects citizens dealing with wind power plants. Chairman Tim Round says it's a good way to prevent future problems.
I do briefly or somewhat remember the discussion we had on this in 2005 when we first brought this in for wind, and it was a big deal. It was a big piece of legislation then to help expand wind energy in South Dakota, and I think it gave a lot of protections. You're going to start seeing solar popping up here and there at large facilities, and we need the protections for our people, our landowners. I think it's a good bill, and I thank the PUC for bringing it.
PUC officials say the bill doesn't apply to landowners with personal solar generators. The bill passed unanimously and is now on its way to the House. State House legislative leaders say after a slow week of formalities, lawmakers should expect a lot more activity in the coming weeks of the session. From more discussion on IM-22 to an animal research facility to a committee looking at a legislator's admitted sexual misconduct, representatives and senators know they won't have much downtime. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has a preview of next week.
During end-of-the-week press conferences, several lawmakers say they're expecting an influx of bills over the next 2 weeks. They say the relative slow start is meant to teach newcomers the workings of the state legislature. House Democratic Majority Leader Spencer Halley says he expects a lot of legislation aimed at Initiative Measure 22, which is the voter-approved campaign finance and lobbying reforms package.
We're going to be getting a lot of the discussion on that. There's some bills that have been dropped, from my understanding, on the repeal side. There's several other bills on fixes. So I think we'll probably start really getting into working on that issue next week is what I see so far.
Initiative Measure 22 is currently enjoined in the courts. The effects of the measure are on hold until a court decision is made. One Republican legislator says it's unfortunate so much energy is given to IM-22 right now. Senate President Pro Tem Brock Greenfield says, along with Governor Dennis Dugard, He wants to upgrade the SDSU Animal Disease Research and Diagnostics Facility.
It has a very broad reach in terms of what it will do for South Dakota. I think it has a profound potential in any way to bring additional research here, additional dollars here, additional employment opportunities here. And I think that it could really set us up very well at SDSU moving forward.
On Tuesday, House lawmakers plan to form a committee to look into Representative Matthew Wolman's sexual relations with two interns in 2015 and 2016. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free SD.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.